Welcome to another edition of Alumni Spotlight. I'm joined by former Packers wide receiver Derek Mays. Derek, welcome back to Green Bay.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Derek, you were drafted in the second round in 1996 out of Notre Dame. You left there as the school's all-time leader in touchdown receptions. How would you compare and contrast the fan bases of the Fighting Irish and the Green Bay Packers?
I'd consider them 1 and 1A. I didn't know it until I got here, but I was able to draw a lot of similarities, and anyone that is fortunate enough to come from Notre Dame and go to Green Bay straight out of college will tell you that it was the most unbelievable experience that you can have. I think about Paul Hornung, Aaron Taylor, Craig Hendricks, Tony Fisher, Ryan Grant, myself. To be able to have that experience, that's pretty cool.
Played three seasons for the Packers, your third year, 1998. You had a three-touchdown game against the Carolina Panthers. Can you tell us about that game?
Well, it was obviously on the road, and I think at that time, Brooksy was down with a back, and so that was one of the first times that I was to be held accountable, meaning, lead that particular group of receivers. And that was a great time to be able to, get a vote of confidence from my quarterback, Braden, at the time. I think he was going on his third MVP. It set the stage, I think, for the rest of that year. Consequently, though, that next week, I ended up getting hurt here Monday night against the Vikings. I ended up tearing my knee up on a punt return. And I didn't learn until later that that was really a vote of confidence from Mike, wanting you to get back there and take punts. I didn't look at it that way at the time. I was really young, and it impacted me quite a bit. Again, to get hurt after having such a great game the week before, thinking that I was, making that next step. So there was a key handful of injuries that I think that took place during those 3 years that carved out what my career to be. But it also, for me, I think it made me who I am today. A lot of that adversity and going through it made me a better person.
Now, every receiver who's caught passes from Brett Favre has a favorite Favre story. So what's yours?
Well, I got all the knuckles to prove it, the broken fingers. That's the sort of the ongoing story. Anyone that caught balls from Brett, you look at their fingers, and I guarantee they're mangled because he throws it so hard. In 97, and Brett will back this up, we would catch a lot of flack from Mike for drawing plays up in the dirt. And one of the plays was the back shoulder pass. And the reason was is I wasn't fast enough to get past anybody. Brett knew I could catch the ball. So he'd give me a look, and he'd throw the ball to my back shoulder and pull me up. And I'd catch the ball. And you look over there, and Mike, come here. You guys are drawing up plays again in the dirt. And until it became his idea about 2 years later, then it became the play called Venus. But before that, it was me and Brett drawing up plays in the dirt. And I appreciate that because Brett would take the heat and then he'd look over me and wink at me and just say, hey, we'll go do it again. And we were able to take what I think was a play drawn in the dirt, Brett relying on his instincts, and becoming an innovator. And I think that is the difference when people say, what's the difference between Brett and Aaron? I say, Aaron's a surgeon. Brett's a gunslinger and a winner. And what comes with being a winner and a leader means you got to take chances. And I think a lot of times, people think about the faults when they think about Brett taking chances. But that's a great example of him just being an innovator.
What do you think defined the Packers in the era in which you played?
Leadership. I think it was leadership. That's what defined it. We had a unbelievable veteran group of leaders. For me to be able to come in again as a rookie and have Robert Brooks as my big brother, at the time, literally the hardest working individual in football. That's what was said about him, and it was true. And to be able to sort of follow in those footsteps and understand and learn the rules of the road, if you will, being a professional athlete, being a professional football player. I ended up buying a house in Phoenix in the offseason just so I could stay closer to Robert and learn even more. To have guys in the huddle like Brett and then on defense, God rest his soul, Reggie White and Leroy Butler and George Kuntz, even the juxtaposition of a guy like Wayne Simmons, God rest his soul. We had so many characters on that team. And I think, yeah, it was leadership. Everyone led in a different way, and that was really cool.
Tell us some of your memories about the fans and the community.
Well, what I remember most about the fans and the community, what sticks out in my mind is the parade, the post Super Bowl parade when we came back here, and it was sub-degree temperatures and snow everywhere, and the streets were lined with Packer fans. The city shut down. They shut down all the streets for our parade route, and I remember they blocked, they took out the windows in the city buses, and I was able to sit next to Don Beebe. We were on the parade together, and just to see his face soaking it all in after all those years at Buffalo, trying to win the big game and finally conquering it. That put a lot in perspective for me. Made me really appreciate what I was experiencing. In fact, I know he said that. He goes, "Derek, you don't know how good you got it to be able to, you know, make this trip and get it so early as a rookie." So that sticks out quite a bit. You know, I think about the bike rides from the kids during training camp. It's such a community support system. There's nothing like it in all sports.